This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best-sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ice Cube's Big 3 season is heating up, and it all comes down to this. The Big 3 playoffs are coming to Dallas, Texas. The four best teams in the Big 3 battle it out for a spot in the championship. The action starts with the legendary Big 3 celebrity game. Three games of the most physical, competitive, and nonstop 3-on-3 action. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET. Presented by iHeart.
Yay! Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, where Jody's had to bolt out of the studio again. Hey, this won't happen on Monday, we promise. She just had a lot
of... kind of becoming a habit. Maybe I should go back to that work review.
Well, remember, she was traveling, and she joined us virtually this morning. And so now, you know, she's on her way back.
Yeah.
So I'll be picking her up at the airport later. But what we wanted to do is go through some of the comments and voicemails and things that we didn't get to do in the full show on air.
Yeah.
And so we'll start with some of those right now.
Yeah, these are just too good. Earlier in the week, Jody had posted a little thing on our socials about your first day of school being a roller coaster of emotion and anxiety. So be kind, be patient, and get that precious but reluctant first day picture. And Bridget says, my kids know they're not going to school without the obligatory first day photo. So now they comply so that everyone can move along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the so school, of course, is rolling out across the country at different times. Some schools go back Labor Day. Many start first, second week of August now. And so this yesterday morning, actually, I noticed when I was going to grab coffee that there were it was really, really sweet. It was a family and a dad and his three kids who I would say were definitely elementary, maybe the most like middle school age.
Yeah.
Lined up. He was waiting for the bus. He was pulled on the side, and he was taking that first day picture, and they were all hugging and smiling at each other. They're just sweet because, you know, I mean, Taylor and Phoebe, our daughters, are just, you know, and yours are all out of school, yeah, too. I mean, in college, but, you know, it's just sweet to see that because it's a happy thing. And those kids weren't fighting back on it. They were all good with it.
Do the girls still do college first day pictures?
No. Nah. If they do, they're doing selfies,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
I got one about you and your relationship with your insulin pump. It was a post from earlier in the week. Rebecca had a comment on it. She says her husband will tune out hearing his pump. She's the one that has to tell him, you're beeping, LOL.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yours is pretty loud. I mean,
it's loud. It'll get my attention. If I'm sleeping, sometimes it doesn't wake me up, but it doesn't put me in a bad spot.
Yeah.
But I guess on the show we were talking about, it gets aggravating at times. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you've been wearing it for so many years, that's why there are a couple of my friends who are type 1, also insulin dependent, that, you know, have been that way since teenagers also, that, you know, you just, it's your ball and chain. So you're going, yes, you get used to it. Yes, you know. But there are times where it's going to be inconvenient at the moment it tries to remind you.
I guess I really don't know. What do you do when it comes to, like, swimming or taking a bath or a shower? Do you take it off or do you have to wrap it?
Yeah, mine's not. I don't know that any of them are actually waterproof. I think some of them say that you can wear them down to a certain depth, but they're so expensive.
Yeah.
You know, and insurance only gets them, I think insurance will pay for it every 5-6 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. So, I'll always take it off. The shower, the part of the tubing that just stays in me, which is basically, you know, a needle, that's not a big deal. I'm not going to soak in a tub. If I've got that, I'll have to remove the whole thing and then put it in. But and then with the addition of the CGM, the continuous glucose monitor, also called the Dexcom, the sensors that read your blood sugar, those are supposed to be able to go to a depth for a little while also. But I always put what they call Tegaderm. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's
a dinosaur?
It sounds like it. You can buy it at Walgreens or CVS. It's basically just a clear sheet. It's almost like saran wrap for your skin, but they call it Tegaderm because it goes completely flat and seals whatever it's on top of.
Oh.
So that way I don't have to remove, because if you take like the CGM part out, those are, you can't put them back in for one thing. And your session's done, and you only get a limited amount. Insurance is really tight on there. There are no extra CGMs, so if you waste one,
you're out of luck.
You're without it, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you know, when we went, Jody and I went away for the weekend, and I was riding the Sea-Doo and all that. I just take it off, same thing, you know, Tegaderm over it. It's easy. I can be disconnected from it for about 40-45 minutes, and you know, it works. It'll beep like crazy if I yeah. You know, of course it's not on me. Actually, that's what everybody notices. When it's sitting away from me, it starts beeping because it can't find me. It's lonely.
Yeah. Got some sandwich comments too. This is my favorite one. Jody had posted a picture of a po' boy hoagie sub with all lettuce and tomato and all that on it, and asked what your favorite sandwich is. So we got a number of comments. Kimberly says a caprese, crusted Italian bread, tomatoes, fresh mozzarella, basil, and a drizzle of syrupy balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, and you know there are a lot of restaurants that are doing that now for lunches, and I think Starbucks even has one of their little lunches to go. That's the caprese.
So the salad's made it over to sandwich.
Yeah, okay. It's very good. If you've never had it, it's
good.
Never
have. Yeah, I've had the salad, but never the sandwich. Yeah. Paul says a toasted croissant with turkey and cranberry sauce and spicy brown mustard.
That's different.
Yeah. Valerie taking us back away. She says Kmart subs were awesome.
I don't remember Kmart even having subs. Did they have like a diner in there or something like that?
The Kmart by my house when I was growing up, I don't remember food being available.
It could. I was so little, you know, at Kmart. I don't remember when it went away.
And also Robina says leftover meatloaf sandwich on sourdough with mayo and brown mustard or a good German mustard. It's a nostalgia sandwich from my childhood.
Yeah.
So making meatloaf tomorrow for dinner so I can have a sandwich the next day.
That's good. You know what? It's so true. When you have something that reminds you of childhood like that, it's like an extra level of love for that sandwich.
Yeah.
To me, almost anything on sourdough, though, is a winner. Yeah. Sourdough is some of the best bread.
Yeah. Whenever I go to a diner and it's like, it's like sourdough. You got sourdough? Give me sourdough. I just love it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of being a kid, too, because whenever we would have meatloaf, I would get the meatloaf sandwich next day.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, they would fix it for me. Or on Sundays, Dad liked to grill, barbecue. So usually on Monday, I got whatever leftover burgers or hot dogs or whatever for your school lunch.
Yeah.
A burger on white bread. It's like, yeah, okay.
Oh, well, not on a bun, just
still a burger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My favorite sandwiches, honestly, are a Reuben. I'm never going to not do a Reuben. Or a pastrami sandwich. I'm going to have to try that, you know, somewhere, just because everybody does it a little bit differently. A Cuban sandwich is always a winner.
Hell yeah.
You know? And, you know, I would say that those are probably at the top for me. Really, any of the Italian deli sandwiches that are, you know, the really high fat ones, like that have mortadella with, you know, that version of the meat on it that's more marbly with the fat. Like, it needs more fat.
Yeah.
You know, in the muffaletta type, the Italian salad, all of that is just.
Yeah, mine is a shrimp po' boy. Whenever I can get a fried shrimp with lettuce and tomato and everything on it, that is so good. And then one from childhood, my mom used to always do this whenever she was making lunches. She would get like three different kinds of luncheon meat. She'd get luncheon meat, ham, and roast beef.
Did she get the family pack, the one that
she'd have them sliced, like whatever.
Oh, okay, from
and
the
then,
deli.
Yeah,
okay.
And so, and then it would be your sandwich. I don't even remember what she called it, but she'd put all the meats on the sandwich. So you'd get one that was roast beef, ham, and luncheon meat all in the same sandwich.
Well, that's like a club sandwich.
It was real good.
Except for the luncheon meat one, which is kind of the odd one out.
I thought luncheon meat was just a normal thing, and when I grew up and started, it's like, oh, so this is like just kind of like
everything squished
together.
Yeah,
yeah. It's hot dog in a loaf form, you know,
right.
Kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My mom always would buy the, if it was Oscar Mayer, that's what it was, the Oscar Mayer 4-pack.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what it had in it. It had Canadian bacon and bologna, and it had
probably a salami,
probably something like that.
Yeah.
It might have even had like the pimento. What do they call that? Olive loaf. It could have had that in there too.
Yeah,
that was, you know, that was her choice. Anyway, you can share yours with us too. Keep that thread going on our Facebook page. Let's switch over to 24-hour voicemail that we missed, you know, this week, because it is, it's back to school, you know, in a lot of places. And so, you know, Jody had brought up the, you know, the talking to your kids in the car after. Ask them how their school day is.
Right.
Just to at least connect. And sometimes you're not going to get much of an answer. And so we got some voicemails on that. We'll check one of those right now.
Hi, this is Deborah from Vidalia, Louisiana. You're talking about having a conversation with your children after school and, you know, what did they learn that day? And I would ask them, you know, what did you learn today? And they'd say nothing. And I'd say, well, the next day I'd ask them, well, did they teach you how to spell your name today? Yes, that's what I learned today. You know, that it was always an ongoing joke. And it made for a funny, you know, lighthearted conversation. I never found out what they really learned that day, but it was an funny thing, because the answer was always didn't learn anything.
Yeah,
just thought that I would share that with y'all. Thanks for all y'all's laughs and fun and information and everything, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Deborah, thank you for leaving that voicemail. I think that's the most common thing, because I know that Jody was able to strike those conversations up, but it's if you think about a kid coming home from school, it's almost like you coming home from work. If you get asked, hey, what did you do today? At that moment, that's not when you want to rehash.
You've had enough.
Right. You may be able to get it later. And so I think that it's very common to have the, you know, we didn't really learn much today or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that she made a running joke then of by feeding them things that they
might have learned. One of the other things Jody suggested is to not ask them yes or no questions or questions with yes or no answers. Try to ask your kids something that's going to elicit a real answer.
Right. But it probably needs to be more specific than, what did you learn today?
Exactly. Because then you're going to get nothing.
Right. As long as we're going back through things from this past week that we didn't get a chance to get to in the show, Sam's mom, you were telling the story about your mom falling and then busting her head.
Yeah, she slipped at church, and everything's fine from the neck down, but she had a couple of holes in the back of her head. I busted her head, so she had to go to the emergency room, and she got staples in her head.
Instead of stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the doctor had given her a tool, or the emergency room doctor gave her a tool and says, when you go to your regular doctor to take them out, bring this tool, because sometimes doctors don't have this tool to remove staples. And I'm sure it's some medical tool, not the usual staple remover like we have at home.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, she was going to attempt to do it herself.
Oh, yeah. She said, I could do this at home if you give me the tool. And I was like, no. Yeah.
So we got a talkback on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, by the way, which you can do when you're listening to the podcast. If you're listening to it on the iHeartRadio app, you'll see that red mic. You can send us a message that way also. So here's one.
One hit his head on cement and had to have four staples put in his head, like you talked about with Judy this morning. Yes, the doctor does have a special tool. He showed it to us and how it works. But luckily, our doctor had the right tool. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you. I guess it clipped off the beginning of what you were saying there. But, yeah, so same thing.
And as long as you're not hard-headed and will let the doctor do it, you know, you're not like Miss Judy.
I'm going to have to find out why they do the staples thing. I guess because if you can't pull enough skin together to do stitching, and maybe that's very difficult to do on that part of the head. I just, you know.
She said she didn't feel it. And I was like, really? And she said, but they gave her some kind of numbing stuff.
Oh, yeah, topical stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if they like ka-kunk or how they put staples in.
Ouch. Yeah. I think the same way, too. Well, reach out to us anytime. You've got so many different ways you can hit us up on Facebook, all of our socials, Instagram, TikTok. You can also comment on YouTube, send us an email, call us at 877-310-4MSJ, or use the TalkBack mic like we were just saying now. We always love to hear from you most.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
Ice Cube's Big 3 season is heating up. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Sunday. The two best teams go head-to-head as Coach Nancy Lieberman and Greg Monroe's Dallas Power take on the one-seed Chicago Triplets, led by Coach Dr. J and Captain Montrezl Harrell. Then Coach Gary Payton and the Boston Ball Hogs battle Nasir Core and the Detroit Amps in a must-win game for Boston. The game played the way you love. Watch live Sunday, August 9th on CBS at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET. Presented by iHeart.
Honey, Felipe sent another photo.
From Argentina? How?
With T-Mobile, of course.
Mira, he's video calling us.
Hola, familia. Did you get my photos?
We did.
They're so pretty.
Here to share every moment with T-Mobile. Enjoy data roaming at no extra charge in 21 Latin American countries. Switch now on the T-Life app or T-Mobile.com/conectate. Qualifying plan required. Not for extended international use. You must reside in the U.S. and primary usage must occur on our network. Visit T-Mobile.com.